Welcome to the Bank Marketing Show, the podcast that engages and informs you for success in today's marketplace. It's the show that will make you a better marketer with trends, tactics, and inspiration from experts and industry leaders. If you're wanting to impact your personal success and position your bank as the best choice in your market, you're in the right place. Now let's dive into today's show with your hosts, Chris and Dan.
Hey, welcome everybody to another episode of the Bank Marketing Show. I am Dan and I'm here with Chris. Welcome, Chris.
Yeah. How's it going, Dan?
It's good. It's good. Yeah. We've got a little series going here, so I'm excited to continue down the path.
Yeah. It's been interesting. And I've heard from a couple of folks that are really getting a lot, I think, out of this series. The point of this major marketing challenge series being that we're identifying kind of the big rocks in the jar that, regardless of your asset size or geographic location, these are big marketing challenges that, to one degree or another, everybody in community banking probably is facing. And so that's kind of how we're delivering this value, Dan, is pulling them out, dissecting them, and kind of breaking it down by issues and then solutions. So I like that we're going there in each series. And today's is no different, and a really important and very, unfortunately, very common one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and hey, before little teaser here, before we get in there, I was going to say, if you're listening to this and thinking, hey, I've got this problem, or I'd love to hear their take on this, or send us an email, get in contact, contact@bankmarketingshow.com, and let us know if there's something you're facing you'd like us to chat about here. We're happy to do that. It's probably something we've run into before.
Oh yeah, we've run into it, and going into our third season with the podcast here, you know, it is cool when we hear from folks and go, hey man, what do y'all suggest around this challenge or issue or opportunity or something like that? So it's been fun doing that with folks. So
yeah,
glad you threw that out.
Yeah, we usually do that little request at the end, but I thought I'd throw it in at the beginning today.
There you go.
Yeah, but today we're going to talk about scattered marketing, rather avoiding scattered marketing.
There you go.
Yeah, I think last time, you know, the last episode we talked about kind of proactive versus reactive, and how strategic planning, planning in general, is kind of a good way to avoid that, right? If you're marching down a predetermined plan, you're just more by definition proactive, and it helps you kind of when shiny objects come their way during the year. Having that plan helps you stick to the plan rather than kind of jumping off in a different direction. And that plan also helps with a lot of other stuff. So yeah, I don't know. I'd love to hear your take too, Chris, but the way I think about scattered marketing is just lots of different messages. You know, a lot of banks try to appeal to everyone all the time. And so that just sounds like, oh, you know, hey, we need to push deposit accounts, or we need to push CDs, loans. And, you know, you're throwing out a lot of different messages. Sort of, you know, sometimes it can be a artifact of more reactive marketing.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about last time. But really, it may feel very organized to you, or, you know, you probably think there's a reason. You probably have a reason for everything that you're doing, I'd hope. But what happens is, to the customer, it can just seem like you're all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think another description or walkout for what you're all over the place looks like is doing a direct mail piece around X product or service, and then you're boosting posts on Meta around something else, and then you're doing kind of the local sponsorship stuff and mentioning something else, or doing just brand, and it's not intentional. It's not planned. And Dan, here's kind of our disclaimer for our listeners today. Okay. This is not intended as a criticism. It's a reality. It's a reality in our industry, and it's a reality in the marketing segment of our industry. When we say scattered marketing, because maybe our listeners can grade yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, but you're somewhere on that scale. And that is the case whether you are a $150 million bank and don't have a full-time marketing director, or whether you're a 300 to $100 million, you know, an asset, and you've got a marketing director that is just so busy, that person can't get it all done, you know, therefore is just kind of scattered all over the place, even though that may be a highly effective professional person, you know, or you're a $3 billion bank and you've got a marketing department and you've got six of you and you're plugging away at all of these things, but it's still not, you know, as streamlined and efficient as it could be. So it still qualifies as more scattered than could be most effective, right? So
yeah,
that's kind of the qualifier for this discussion, Dan.
Sure. I mean, I think it's, you can in 5 minutes probably go out on Google and find banks that are advertising one thing on Meta, right? And then the website, the homepage of the website says something different. And when you drive up to the teller window, there's a different message there. And it's right. It could be that the branch marketing people are doing something different than the, you know, the loan officers are doing something different than the retail team. And it's just a symptom of that lack of coordination or lack of kind of a plan that everybody is aligned to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I think the other thing is that there's a, we talk about alignment, right? There's aligning, we talk a lot here about aligning message with your target audience. So a lot of banks operate in that realm of like, hey, we need X, so let's push out this message to talk about it. You know, we need more, we want to open more accounts, we want to raise CD deposits. There's an urgent issue or urgent need to do that this quarter. And so let's just
The target audience, the answer to who's the target audience is our community.
It's whoever has money, right? Yeah. Whoever's got extra deposits. And I tell a lot of my banks, like, look, you want to attract that like person with the $10 million of loose cash that needs a home. But like there's three of those in your community, right? So like it's really hard. You got to find them with a relationship and you probably already know who they are. And so, you know, that's not who you're trying to reach with your main marketing messages. Who you're trying to reach with your main marketing messages is that customer that you can uniquely help, right? So what does your bank do differently and what customer group does that benefit? You know, you have more flexible loan approvals or you work great with manufactured homes or, you know, talked to a bank once that their competitor banks in their area had like some long approval process for properties with septic systems and like random stuff, right? But they had a way of dealing with that, right? And so they were able to approve stuff early. So, you know, that's a really, when you get to that level, you can have a really strong message that aligns with that target audience. But if you're just trying to kind of attract everybody, you're going to, you know, get back to like a pretty generic message.
Absolutely. And the big outcome problem there, Dan, that you and I were talking about in leading up to this too, is the outcomes.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not really, and it's the perpetual battle that marketing wants more money and needs more money from the budget. And could do good things with more money. But then the question is asked by the rest of leadership, well, you know, looking at performance and outcomes and what happened last year and all that. And if the answers to that are not specific and where you want them to be, then maybe part of the reasoning behind that is you try all these different things and nothing's sticking.
Yeah.
And again, that's scattered. So it results in low performance. And then you say, well, I need more budget. And they're like, what? Why? And it's the opposite of one of our mantras, Dan, that you and I talk about all the time, that marketing is an investment. It's not an expense.
Yeah.
And if it's low performing and it's not really getting results and it's not sticking, then it looks and feels an awful lot like an expense, not an investment that's bringing more return by increasing deposit accounts or loans or whatever.
Yep. I have an example here. And I got like a direct mail postcard from a credit union. And it was basically, you know, the point was, hey, open an account. And, but the giveaway was like a nylon Velcro wallet with a, you know, sports team logo on it. And, you know, I see what they're trying to do, but, you know, it's a lot of work, right? That reward, it's a lot of work to open a new account. I mean, actually opening a new account's easy. Actually using it and actually, you know, trying to, you know, gain people's attention and make them use you as their primary financial institution. It's a lot of work, right? And so giving away a wallet that I could go find at a gas station for a dollar or two is not, you know, is not going to make me do that. But yet this campaign came out, and you know, I'm guessing it went to, well, everybody in a few different zip codes, and probably was a, you know, well into the five figures. And this was a bigger credit union.
Yeah.
But like, probably was a small part of their marketing budget, but I can't imagine it did anything. Right.
I have this vision, Dan, of in the back of the marketing director's office, there are these boxes back here full of the Velcro wallets.
Yeah.
You know, that they were ready to give away to people. And there's boxes of them still sitting in the back of the marketing.
Yeah.
Or like that,
you know,
office.
The wallet might be a some swag you give away at like a, you know, you have a booth at a local fair.
Yeah.
Give stuff away. Right. But like that campaign was just one. I didn't know why I was getting the postcard. Right. It was just a, here's some wallets. There wasn't a, you know, here's a problem that we're solving for people like you. You know, it was just a, here we are, here's a wallet. You know, so I didn't know why I was getting it. I didn't know, right, like the size of the incentive didn't match the work that would be involved. And meanwhile, I'm getting other mailers that are like, here's $300 for opening an account. You know, so yeah. how is that really, you know, competing? And there was nothing in there about how that, you know, that institution was going to help me beyond the wallet, which is right. Not...
Or include a switch kit that was going to make it easy, or any of those things.
Yeah,
right? It was the, missing the real
wallet. The wallet's not solving. I have a wallet. Like the wallet's not solving.
Yeah.
Problem. The wallet would go to my 10-year-old or something.
Yep.
So yeah. And I just, you know, I don't know what was going on. I don't know that credit union. They're big. They've been obviously done some successful stuff, but like, it was just it's a good example of just. Scattered marketing, grasping at straws marketing, like just trying to kind of plug a hole quickly versus really think about the target, right? And it's just a kind of an impressive because I'm sure they're spending $20,000-$30,000 or more to send out thousands of postcards, and I don't know what they got in return. So
yeah, Dan, maybe we should do a wallet for our listeners.
You know, right.
It's just an idea.
I mean, we email us if you want a free nylon wallet. Yeah. We
all,
thought
all
about
it. Listeners want a bank marketing show trifold nylon
wallet. Let's see. We'll run a little test.
yeah. Reach out to us today through thebankmarketingshow.com. And So flipping the coin, Dan, and talking about solutions for some of these scattered marketing issues, you know, and you and I jump up and down in this soapbox and have entire episodes about it, and have had guests on that are gurus at doing this process too. But the big step number one is having a marketing plan, and that it can't be just a document. It can even be a really great marketing plan. And if it's just this and it's just a plan, you know, so there's that. And then you talk about a lot about the alignment with the strategic plan of the bank.
Yeah. I think there's a few different levels of planning, right? And when we do a plan, right, a few different components, right? So start with the bank's business plan, the type of stuff of like, hey, our loan production is, you know, 200 this year, and we want to grow to 500 in 3 years or whatever it is, right? And we're going to do that by reaching these underbanked pockets, demographic pockets in our community, or opening a new branch, or, you know, what are all those things that the bank is planning? Then you can kind of do a marketing strategic plan and say, okay, well, we need to reach X demographic group. And we think 100 loans a year, it's realistic for 100 loans a year to come from that group. How do we penetrate that group, right? Where do we need to be? Where does that group hang out in physically in the market and digitally? How do we make a presence there? Is that paid ads? Is that content? Like what is it? And that's more like the strategic marketing level, right? And then you get into like the messaging and the hopes and goals and fears, you know, the customer persona type of stuff. That's all the strategic marketing plan. That's the strategic marketing plan is the stuff that changes very slowly, changes over the course of a couple years, right? And then you can break it down to a, you know, a more tactical plan. I tend to think about it in quarterly or half year iterations, right? Maybe you can plan out like themes a little longer, like your bank's anniversary is coming up in a couple quarters, and so you can kind of plan that out. But like, it's really hard to plan specifically, like what's the specific message we're going to have, how much budget are we going to assign to each channel, what format, is it a Reels campaign or is it a static image campaign? It's hard to plan those details out too far in advance. So I think about those quarterly, but you start with the strategic planning and kind of break it down of like, hey, our goal is 50% more loan production in 5 years. Like, we need 10% more this year, right? Where is that going to come from? Let's start this quarter with these three tactics and test them. And then at the end of the quarter, you can assess performance and change, adjust the tactics, adjust the budget spend, and, go from there. Is there stuff like, do you need video, right? I work with a few banks that really want to do video, but mm-hmm. we kind of tell them, hey, before you do video or before you like triple your media spend, you need to get some other stuff in order first.
Yeah.
Clean up the website.
Right. How are you going to use it? How are you going to launch that out? Right.
Yeah. So it's like the marketing plan kind of gets into those levels of tactics. And that's where you can, you take the messages you should have in your strategic plan and kind of figure out where they're going to go and how they're going to interact in the market.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great thoughts. Dan, decades ago, I helped lead a behavioral health business. And, the big mantra around that in human behavior is the first step to change is surrender. Okay. And that's applicable to this about scattered marketing for community banks and credit unions as well, is, again, insanity, trying to do the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So on the solution side, to surrender and then do differently looks something like one of a couple of examples. One of those is a few years ago, we got a call from a North Mississippi small bank client of ours, and the CEO called and said, okay, I'm retiring in a few short years, and between now and then, I want to transform our brand and go from stale small town, whatever, and regional bank competitors beating the snot out of us. And I want to change that. So, and he said, but we're splitting our duties between me and our IT person and our CFO, and then and our head teller chips in and all that. That was their marketing, right? And so while that's a small bank example, again, it also happens in, with one of our $3 billion clients that has a marketing team. And so the step to change that, was going, okay, we cannot expect different results unless we make a significant change in that. So
yeah,
in that case, the solution was to bring us in, and we did the things you're talking about, did a strategic plan and a direction, and now they have a marketing manager on our team, and we're doing all the implementation, and it's literally shifting the brand. That's not to toot our horn. Another example of it in a much larger multi-billion-dollar bank that I've seen too is the marketing director got sick and tired of this scattered approach and went to the leadership of the bank and said, for the month of January, we're going to meet for an hour and a half every Thursday for January. And I'm not asking. And, you guys want greater impact for these hundreds of thousands of marketing dollars every year. We're going to have to get this on a plan, and to do this well. And I've got that, but I've got to have buy-in from the leadership. And then I've got to be able to implement it with Dan, what you talked about, and then breaking it into quarterly iterations and, platform plans and marching this out. But she had been doing that for years and wasn't getting the support, buy-in, all of those things. And so was just kind of running. Yeah. And then the leadership looking at her going, why are we not getting better results from our marketing dollars? So again, she kind of threw in a white flag, surrendered, and said, we're going to do this differently. So those are a couple of examples, man, of it takes a mindset shift sometimes from where you are to, we're tired of being scattered. Okay, what are you going to do about it? So we talked about some solutions and tools, today to do that. And it goes back to intentionality and willingness to make a change and to, you know, to implement it and do it well. So,
yeah, no, and it can be hard to sort of step off the plank.
Yeah.
To surrender. It can be hard to do that, but and there's ways I think that you don't have to, you know, fully abandon everything you're doing, you know, but that can come into planning too, right? Like you can just keep stuff going like it is, but work on these planning, the kind of layers of planning. And part of your plan can be, well, how do we, you know, we're here, we want to get to over here. What's the plan to move between those two points? And,
right.
You know, and it might not happen overnight, but rarely, you know, does stuff happen overnight in the banking industry. So, you know, if it takes you 6 months, 12 months to really move away from the scattered stuff, to move from reactive to proactive, like, that's okay. Because at the end of the day, you want your bank to be around another 100 years. And, you know, the stuff that really makes a difference can take a long time to implement.
Very well said, my friend. Yeah, it's easy to get frustrated when, you know, we can't change this between January and March. And it's not going to totally shift the direction of the marketing for the bank. Well, right. It's a process.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Well said. Yeah. Well, great. You know, Dan, I know that you said this on the front end of the episode, but both of our agencies, and I know you guys at Two Novas in particular, have a really outstanding big picture strategic planning process. And my team has, you know, elements of that around brand and you know, ongoing implementation of marketing services and everything else. So I wanted to reiterate what you offered on the front end of the episode here is reach out to us. You know, part of the reason that you and I are doing this show is because we both have a passion for making a difference for people. And a great way to do that is if you guys as listeners reach out to us and go, hey, man, we're stuck on X. What do y'all think? Or whatever, you know, and we're happy to have conversations. So you guys as our listeners, pull the trigger on that, reach out and let us serve you well, you know, and have a discussion and maybe share some ideas or best practices from some of our client base that may help you well.
Absolutely. Cool. One other little thing around that note, if you don't want to engage directly with a human, we are testing out a little cool little chatbot tool on our website, bankmarketingshow.com. If you go there, there's a little pop-up at the bottom that it's a little like ChatGPT style thing that has been trained on all the content from this podcast over the last two years
worth of content.
Yeah,
it'll spit out cool answers. Yeah,
it knows it all. So if you're stuck on a question, you know, you want to get a random, you know, bot's thought on stuff, it actually has some of our, you know, all of our knowledge and all the kind of the knowledge of the guests from all of our episodes. So go to bankmarketingshow.com. You can ask it questions. It will spit out answers and then it will tell you, oh, and by the way, you should listen to this episode.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a cool tool. It's free. It's just sitting there. So we'd love to see folks test it out and let us know what you think and, hopefully get some insights from it. And, we hope it's a useful thing.
It can give you some concrete answers that you can then copy and paste that are, you know, things you can show your team.
Yeah.
It's like, look, hey, the bank marketing show guys said, you know, the answer to this about social media or, you know, strategic planning or whatever the case may be, you know, content, et cetera. This is some specific directions that they gave us. So
yeah,
go jump on it and use it.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Dan, looking forward to continuing through this series. And then I know we have got some really dynamic guests lined up. Actually, I was going to say the next couple of months, but beyond that. So we've got some great industry leader folks and specialists in different marketing categories coming up as well. So looking forward to the days ahead.
Yeah, likewise. Like and subscribe. And we'll keep letting you know when new stuff's coming out. We also have one more last little plug. We also have the Bank Marketing Minute, our kind of companion newsletter to this that we send out a email every other week when podcast episodes are released. So you go to bankmarketingminute.com, sign up for that and get notification when a new episode comes out and a few paragraphs of, you know, additional thoughts on each episode too. So
really is a very useful 1-2 minute read that's kind of summary and additional points around specific topics. So great thought, Dan.
Yep. And all right. We'll see you down the line, and thanks for listening in as we say every time, and look forward to bringing some great guests and some more topics to you soon.
You got it. See you soon. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us. To go deeper or get access to some of the valuable nuggets from today's show, go to bankmarketingshow.com. There you'll find episodes, links to resources, and much more. Be sure to subscribe wherever you find your podcasts. And join us next time.